For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I am Ez.
And I am Lane.
And we are, we're back talking Tolkien, but we have a special announcement today.
Yeah, pertaining to halflings.
That's
the code name for the project, right?
Wow.
What everyone knows it as, concerning hobbits.
Let's go.
As of right now, as you're listening to this, right, Ez?
Yep, as you're listening to it.
Part one of episode one, it has been released. It's out. It's ready for you guys to listen and enjoy. And we were getting ready to record a couple episodes. We're really doing this to try and see if we go about normal life, like if baby Luke will decide to just kick out, I guess,
kick out of
Lottie. And just because today is the due date, right?
Right.
March 24th,
right.
Mm-hmm. For your firstborn son, dude. Freaking amazing.
I know.
And Ez was texting me today, he was like, hey, you want to record this week? I figure, I told the boy, you know, like, if you don't come out, I'm going to start just coming in and getting you out of there. And I'm going to go about business as normal. And maybe I'll trick you into thinking I'm not ready. I don't know what it was. But, like, I thought it was hilarious. Some reverse psychology.
Yeah.
And so we were going to record tonight. And Ez said, hey, you want to do something real quick for concerning hobbits? And I said, I would be honored, my friend. I would be
right,
honored.
And I'm so glad because, like, so when you're listening to this right now, friends, as you hear this episode, this is a short one, a little 5 minutes, just telling you, we're telling you where to go, okay?
Yeah.
It is launched. Do you have any little, like, tidbits or behind the scenes stuff that you want to maybe share? So right now, as you're listening, friends, concerning Hobbits, part one, episode one, is live.
Yes, sir.
You can go listen to it.
It's
pre-scheduled, so I can say that is, like, legit.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything. It's great. As of right now, I don't even have to do anything. It's what's up? Goldberry's making an appearance.
Let's go.
Anything about concerning hobbits?
Hello.
It's amazing. She's amazing.
She said, "Okay, stamp of approval." Actually,
there we go.
That will be my tidbit. It was because I could talk. Gosh, I could talk forever. So part one of episode one is coming out. It's out now. And then later this week, we're going to be dropping Room for a Little More, which is the behind-the-scenes featurette that we're going to do for every chapter, every episode that comes out for Concerning Hobbits. We're going to feature people who are cast, crew, and get their behind-the-scenes stories. Because there's so much has happened already. There's so many, like, fun, like, isolated incidents, but then also stories that we've shared together and things that we can learn about the project and really just to get to know more about these beautiful people who are bringing these characters to life and working so hard on this because they love it, not because they're working for a company or getting paid or anything. There's no compensation other than this, just the joy of playing in Middle Earth. So, yeah, so that'll be coming out Friday. So, yeah, I mean, what to say? It's been wild getting it all ready, working so closely with Jake. Huge shout out to Jake Hodgson.
Dude,
my God, man.
I'm pumped. After you told us in the chat what he did, I was like, okay.
Yeah, what a guy. I mean, he's just an unbelievable human being. If you even get to know Jake in this life, you're a lucky human being. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's one in a billion. And he's had to put up with me, working with me. And so he's even more sainted because we all know, hey, you know, that ain't easy. That's not a fun time
easy,
working with Lane Smith.
I'm just kidding.
So, but he's been working for weeks and weeks, months actually, on mixing and mastering, EQing, adding in these incredible, like, really filling it out, and then also making it stereo. So when you put, here's a little funny tidbit. I was listening to it again today just because I can't stop. I need to stop because I want to move on to the rest of the project, but I'm just like, I just want to relish this moment because it is a big moment. And I was on the trail listening to the market scene, and I heard a wagon, and I thought there was a wagon coming beside me, and I like did like a dive, like flinched to my left. It was literally rolling from my left earbud into my right earbud.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's
I was like, oh my gosh, Jake. And I messaged him. He just said, that's pretty good, dude. I wish I could have seen that. But yeah, so he has done things to it that I again, totally incapable of. I could never do. And it's really cool too, because he's been able to put his little stamp of creativity on it as well. And
right.
And even more so moving on, like just with the complexity of the episodes coming up, episodes 2 and 3 are going to be insane. Like insane. We go from 9 speaking parts to 30 plus. We go from, you know, the Shire to a siege in the north. It's going to be crazy. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone. So yeah, huge shout out to Jake. Huge shout out to everyone who has voiced a role, who has, you know, Dan and Elena making art and making fonts and title cards. And I've been blown away, dude. Like just the whole process of working on this, I have felt really, truly, like not only that I feel like we're a part of something that emulates what we all dreamed of doing when we saw these movies and then learned about all the fun they had behind the scenes, but also just like I've seen the nature of the good nature of humans, like the spirit of these stories that's in Tolkien's works, like the whole point of life, right? The creativity and collaboration and kindness, and how throughout the whole thing, man, the whole thing that's been prevalent through it all. And so I can't think. And again, I'm getting sentimental. It's just the beginning. Like there's a lot more to do and a lot more that, I mean, the first season is written, so we're just executing at this point. But yeah, in total, there'll be 21 episodes. There'll be 21 chapters to this thing, 3 seasons. Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, the big moment was Saturday. So Saturday, I got the final mix and master that Jake sent over in the morning. And we were going up to see my sister-in-law and our niece and nephews. Yeah. So we were up early. We all got in the van. We were driving about an hour, 15-minute drive. And I really wanted to listen to it. I wanted to give it the car test. Mm-hmm. I actually just saw Rebecca Rovney was just doing the car test for one of her pieces.
Oh, cool.
And so I was like, oh yeah, the car test. Yeah. And so I asked Sarah, I'm like, do you think we could play? Is that cool? Like just a little bit. And started playing it and the girls went silent. Mm-hmm. Sarah, who's heard me talk about this forever, a million different times, was sitting there like chuckling at parts that were supposed to be funny, reveling in the story. She turned to me at one point. I was like, what do you think? She goes, they are so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
And then we had to pause it at one point and do something. I can't remember if someone had a phone. We had a phone call or something. Vigo goes, Daddy, more Daddy.
Yeah.
He wanted to keep playing it. And I just thought okay. In that moment I was like, that's it, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Because that's the trap you fall into is like, oh, well, you know, like you start thinking about minutia and you're like, well, you're going to do that now. Okay, maybe if I spent more time on this, I think I could add one more. You know, you start thinking
Could
spend forever perfecting something. But at some point you just got to let the damn thing go and know that like, yeah, I mean, it's, especially when I think about, dude, here's another crazy thing. The importance of the date, right? March 25th is in my own life. It's Charlotte's birthday,
right?
6 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday to Charlotte Jean.
Yeah.
It could be your son's first birthday.
It could be.
Could be born tomorrow. You know, it could be his birthday. It's the day that the ring was destroyed. It's the Gondorian New Year. It's the day that Eleanor, Sam's firstborn, was born. Yeah. So to hit that date and then, it's just wild to think that it's also just one calendar year from when we started kind of revealing that we would be doing this as a radio drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like our very first post on our Instagram account was March 25th of last year. And to think about how quickly, you know, it feels like it's taken forever, but I mean, all the hard work we've put into it is worth every minute. So yeah, dude. I just hope people enjoy it. I hope people are able to get lost in the story, because I feel like really it is immersive. I feel like it is something that feels like Tolkien's world. I really do think it feels, I feel like it captures the essence of Hobbits. And So in that way, it's a dream come true for me. It's amazing. And you're such a big part of it, dude. I mean, you're the one who told me to don't stem it. Keep going.
Oh, it's
you're freaking Sam Dad Gamgee. So it's incredible, buddy. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. So one of the tidbits, can I share this bit about Jake and so just some of the sounds that he put in there that I think are interesting?
Yeah, yes.
Because I could be wrong, but I got super emotional when I was walking around and just checking social media sometimes is like a lot, but I popped in there. I'm like going back through messages, looking at Concerning Hobbits. Yeah. And we have this group chat with all the cast and crew and everybody working on it, which is actually pretty awesome. Just to say that out loud is like really cool. You know, we've got hats, cool. We have stuff, like you're a part of this thing. And it's been open to uppers. It's been open. It's all uppers, by the way. That's the coolest thing.
I know.
It's amazing. So, and it's beautiful. But Jake sends this message maybe it was there. I think it was there. Is an image, anyways. Maybe he posted it on his own thing. I can't remember, but he is at the gravesite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of Tolkien.
And Edith. Yep.
And he records some ambience.
Yes. Yep.
If that doesn't stir you a little bit, especially being, over on this side of the pond and not being able to even, like, that, I was like, whoa, you just, just think about it for a second. Like the microphones are there. Some of what you're going to hear, the ambience and the atmosphere is right over top of and right from where he's been laid to rest. I was blown away by that.
I know. There's actually a couple nuggets in this part one of episode one that are so cool. Like I feel like hanging on to them, but I think maybe this might be the time to share them. So when Jake was up there and he visited the professor's grave, and he recorded that. He also went to a market to record some ambient market sound.
Yeah.
And that is featured in the market scene in part one of episode one. So there's kind of a one that we got from Epidemic Sound. It's a great database of sound effects and music and all kinds of stuff. So there's one, there's a bass one there, but there's also a recording of an actual market in Oxford that he visited. And then he actually went and visited Tolkien's like favorite tree and recorded some just the tree rustling in the wind. And that is actually placed into because I had some rustling, just some stock audio of trees rustling for when Fastred and Eleanor are camping out on their way, and they're reminiscing about old, trips they used to take when they were, first fell in love, old tramps that they would go on. And he was able to record Tolkien's tree in the wind swaying. And that is in there now. That is the tree that you hear. And I'm just like, and they're sitting there and they're talking about, the smells, Eleanor talks about, it's that cedar tree I can smell, and there's some lavender nearby, and don't forget the sniffing, it's right there. And
jeez, dude.
And I think people will be, one thing I'm really proud of too is how much there are tons of lines, especially in this part one, of dialogue that come straight from Tolkien, from the epilogue actually. That are lifted right from conversations that Eleanor had with Sam.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets flipped to, in one case, it gets flipped to a conversation that Eleanor has with Arwen in the radio drama, but it's the same spirit of the conversation. And just little things, phrases. One of my favorites, I'll share this one. One of my favorites is at the end, the part one. It's amazing how well it's split up into two parts too, actually. They're about the same length, and there's a definite kind of middle part, the great place for an intermission. So this episode ends with her saying, I think I'll stay up a while, have a bit of quiet. And it gets me every time, because it's a beautiful line, and there's a lot layered in there. And Macy, gosh, she delivers it so perfectly. But that's something that Sam used to say. It's mentioned in the epilogue right before the scene where he and Eleanor have this conversation together. It says, now Sam was in the study having, quote unquote, a bit of quiet.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, how cool that this is his daughter. You know, right. I get emotional on that level too. Thinking about like, I've got three of those, you know, I got four beautiful kids. I got three girls and she's, you know, using his phrasing, using his terms, even though he's gone, you know, he's left, he's not there anymore. And, but he's still with her, you know? And so,
God, dude.
So there, I hopefully hope that like that impact comes across. I really believe it will. Cause if it, I think to myself, I know what's coming and it hits me. I think other people are really going to get a lot out of it, and it's entertaining, it's moving, the performances. I mean, when you stop and think, there are people who have done acting, but there are no professional actors at all. Yeah, yeah. It's just a bunch of people who can have that talent. And are inspired by the story. So yeah, dude. So I can't thank you enough for all the support, brother. I love you, man.
Oh, and, dude, I love you too. Yeah. I am so. Thank you for sharing all those things and like telling everybody about this, because I'm so proud of you guys. And I'm so proud of like Mike Charles every time is in the chat. And I think he said just the last time he was like, the world is not ready. Like for this, like the world doesn't understand sort of what's coming. And I'm sort of like, yeah, dude, like I love him so much too. And I know he's helped a lot with writing and different things and ideas. Yes. And it's just so cool because everybody, you said this, everyone that is, at least from what you've shared with me, who has been a part of it or you've asked or like has done, they all want to put their best foot forward and they want to try their very best to make this like a cool piece of the Tolkien fandom, right? That's really what they want, something to be proud of. And we know it's going to take time. We know that it's a bunch of, I mean, amateurs, Tolkien fans, just passionate people who want to come together and do something really cool that has the spirit of Tolkien. And, you know, you had these fever dreams, these fever visions where you're just writing, you know, and Lane just,
old Mad Baggins.
Yeah. Old Mad Baggins. I seriously think the spirit of Tolkien just like came and said, was searching the land and said, who can I?
Is there one amongst you?
yeah. And like it just lands on Lane and says, well, all right, fine. Somebody's going
to
stand up.
He's going to have to do. That's what it was. We'll have to.
And then he probably had this grander vision of stories to tell. And he said, well, concerning hobbits will do. It's the spirit of it, man. It's like, hobbits are so great. And just the Shire, it's such a great place to do stuff. And I just feel like it is the perfect. Going way back in the podcast, we talked about, you know, doing this, like them, like we were thinking about what is Amazon going to do, right? Way back before we knew what they were going to do. Yeah. And we were like, maybe they would do something like concerning hobbits. Wouldn't that be crazy? We just sort of thought like something like a radio or a drama set there. We TV talked about show, it for years. And so to see it actually come together is, I got to say, just super cool. And I'm super humbled and proud just to be a part of it. Just to know these guys, just to see all the things that are going into it. Like you said, 30 people. I don't think people understand either how much coordinating you have to do and how many behind, like all the different things to get people microphones and equipment. And then they're trying to put their best foot. It's just it's a massive undertaking to say the least. It is actually huge. And so I really hope, folks, if you're listening to this episode, you'll just go over there, take a listen. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I've actually only heard the rough cut, so I'm eager to hear all of the, you know, I'm like a little audio wizard myself, so I want to hear this bouncing around between the ears here. And and Jake is such a wonderful human being. Literally, every time I've talked to him, literally just one of the best dudes out there. Absolutely understands the spirit and journey that we're all on and everything. Just a good freaking dude. So, and we could say that of almost everybody who works in the project, really. Yep. I mean, that's
except for me. I'm the only one.
I was just saying,
I'm the reason for the
you
almost.
Said it. I didn't want to.
No, it is. Yeah, dude, it's incredible. I'm blown away and honored by it too. And I think that really is the thing. I hope that it does feel like, you know, I don't know. Bottom line, right? The really cool thing too is we've seen. You know, you go and you see all these announcements for Hunt for Gollum or, you know, season 3 of Rings of Power, whatever is being put out there. And there's always one or two comments that are like, just give me something from the Shire. All I want is a drama set. Just the other day, Mike drew our attention to it in the group chat. He was like, people are hungry for it. And it was someone who just said, all I want is a drama about Sam being the mayor of the Shire. And his daughter's getting married. That's all I want. And like there were four or five different commenters who responded to that and said, that's all, me too. That's all I want. All I want is I want to be dropped in the Shire. I just want to spend some time there. And so beyond like the whole personal satisfaction of like fulfilling something that selfishly I've always wanted to see, right?
Yeah.
That there's other people out there who can stumble upon this, just like, you know, you stumble upon lots of things in Middle Earth, and hopefully it'll scratch that itch. And who was it? Somebody, God, I can't remember who, recently just heard someone. Oh, it's Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino was talking about his movies. He said, I make movies I like. He said, you know, I make movies that satisfy mm-hmm. me as a director. And I mean, he's a pretty kooky guy, you know, like Quentin Tarantino, but he's definitely got a vision. And he just said, and I'm happy for anyone who wants to join me in the trip. And I'm just like, yeah, that is, and it goes along with that whole Rick Rubin. Is it Rick Rubin? Shoot, now I can't remember. I don't think it's Rick. Is it Rick Rubin? Rick Rubin, the music producer, the bald guy with the crazy hair and the big beard. I think that's his name. Anyway, he has that whole creative philosophy I've talked about forever. So you have to the creative process needs to satisfy you, right? That needs to be the thing that it's not how people react to it. It's your interaction with it.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Yep.
I just think when you do stuff like that, anyone who comes along the journey and enjoys it, and if people don't, that's okay too. But I just think that's bonus. I think that every time I think about this, as I'm like, there's all these people who I didn't think anyone was going to say yes. I thought people were going to be like, what? Like, why? This is insane. Every single person that we've asked to be a part of this. Yep.
Yeah.
Sure. I would love to. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Every single person. And so that to me, I'm like, there is a hunger for this. This is like what people, this is something worthwhile. And so
it's like
just
the adult,
as honored as you, brother.
Yeah, man. It's like the adult version of playing in Tolkien, right? It's like we're adults who get to play still, and we get to have fun and be creative in this world, in this space. Yep. And we did this when we were kids. And so that's the joy and love is the act of doing it and creating it and being a part of it and stuff like that. It's phenomenal. And I really am super proud, and I can't wait, honestly. So now I'm excited just to kind of, you know, cut this up, get this out for everybody. So people will go over and listen to it. And by the way, check out if you want to, I got links down in the description here, but over on Instagram, a lot of the updates are over there. Little cool clips.
Yeah.
You had like Nicole on the other day, just promoting it.
Yeah.
We had some behind the scenes stuff, which I think are great when you have people over to record.
Yep.
Fantastic. Lane even told me a really funny one about our good buddy Cameron and just him being in the booth there recording with his sweet Courtney. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. So I try to take clips and videos of every time, you know, I ask people, obviously, I'm like, do you care if I, you know, get a clip or two of you recording? And it's really cool, because I think that is kind of, it's part of our behind the scenes too, is you can go back years from now, you know, when we're old and gray, if we're lucky enough to, or whatever, you know, unlucky enough to get that old, like we will be able to go back and look and see ourselves participating in this. And even people who I'm not with, you know, I've said, would you mind like taking a video of you recording, and I can have it and I can add it to our, you know, our archives. And it really is.
Yeah, it puts a face up there. It's somebody working on it. I think it's so you guys have to, the link's down there. It's if you just go to Instagram, or you just type in the Red Book of West March, you'll find it. And I think I'll try to get a link to the actual episode, but I'm going to post this before it. So if not, I'll kind of edit and add it in later. But either way, if you go just type in Concerning Hobbits, we'll try
to pop up.
Yep. Yeah, it should pop up right there for you guys. So
yeah, and you said it too, like what, just one more thing, because I don't want to ramble forever, but I could.
I know,
like,
it's great.
You said the passion that people have brought to it is amazing. And like every single person, that's what I think Room for a Little More is going to be very fun for people to to listen to as well, because you'll get all those little nuggets of inspiration. You'll hear how like Rebecca Rovney found inspiration for Arwen's voice and what she felt comfortable doing and what she did to find like an elven like mindset. You'll listen to like why Chad is so connected to Aragorn, like, you know, why like what, like how that, with the origin of that love for the character, and then like kind of how he found a middle ground between the book version and the film version. You'll hear about Macy's inspiration, you know, as Eleanor. You'll hear about her, you know, thinking about the character in terms of her own personal life and how she relates. She's a firstborn daughter as well, and has a really close relationship with her dad, and how that's, you know, if it's like a one for one, no inspiration needed. It's just like who she is. And so In the first episode, you get to hear the Flannel Wizard himself talking to 2 out of 3 of them, which is amazing. So
yeah,
thank you for doing that, dude. That's yeah, it's amazing. Dude. So it's just, you get a little, and in that one conversation with Rebecca too, we get like bonus as Sam. So it's kind of like
flipped the interviewer script on me.
Yeah, she did flip the script. I was hoping someone would do that, and she was the one right out of the gate. She was like, how did you find inspiration? What did you, you know, how did you find the voice? Was it vastly different from being from doing a podcast? And I was so glad, because I was like, I want to sit down with you and talk with you about it eventually. But I'm like, she beat me to the freaking punch too, so it's out there. So,
well, she literally, she's got that black belt, and she literally took me and just did a little tossed me over her shoulder and slammed me down. She said, "Listen here, Ez, you're gonna tell me what that was like." And I was like, "Oh, okay, absolutely, no problem." I thought I was hosting this thing, and then she's like, "Boom, I don't think so." Oh, bless her. And actually, in the future, I want to come back and host more of those, because it was a lot of fun, and I'm actually more interested in listening to them too, just because I feel like they're so cool. It's gonna be really cool to hear. These are other Tolkien friends. These are other people in our group in the fandom that they're wonderful people. And so when I have the time, I'd love to come back and do more of those.
Absolutely,
but,
dude.
Love that too, buddy. Be sure though. Yeah, again, we'll click off here. We'll let you guys go check it out. Yeah. It is this wonderful, great project. We're super stoked about it. And so appreciate you guys so much, and leave a review over there too, if you wouldn't mind. Especially if you're here and you've supported us, it really helps that sort of get some eyes and some sort of momentum and stuff.
Yes, and I'm even thinking about putting some like polls on there too. I know you can put polls on Spotify podcasts.
Yeah.
And so I thought about doing that. Maybe just like, who's your favorite character from this episode? Simple stuff, but something that I like to do too. And then also you can comment there too. So if you want to leave comments on an episode,
I do like that
positive
feature.
Yeah, positive or negative, it's fine. That's cool too. It'll be nice to see what kind of conversations happen from concerning Hobbits too. I mean, that's the cool thing, because there's enough lore stuff in there, and there are liberties that like I took in the story that some people might not like. Some people might like, and so there's the more discussion to be had, and a whole kind of different stories, tales we haven't heard yet, is the whole basis of concerning Hobbits. They're the other stories that are in those lost pages of the Red Book, or maybe they're just flipped over or harder to read. So
we'll put it like this: it's a fan project creating content to keep the tales of Professor Tolkien alive. And further reveal his lore. And further reveal his lore, especially concerning hobbits. I just had to. Oh, there you go, friends.
That's not too bad. Did I write that? That's not bad.
You wrote
bad,
that.
Dude.
That's pretty dang good. I was like, okay. That's exactly what it is. It sums it right up.
That's great. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but hey, guys, thank you so much. We love you guys. You guys are wonderful. Check all those links out down below and go check it out. You won't be disappointed. We appreciate you guys. And as always, don't forget the sniffing.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.